have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. Where do you want to be? Hey, that's what this show is all about. Hey, it's Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, coming at you with another episode of the Genesis Frequency. Welcome in. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be, wherever you are in the world, when you decided to hit that play button, I am filled with gratitude that you did. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening in. We start a brand new week here with this episode, although I acknowledge and appreciate it could be in the middle of the week when you're listening to this, or it could be the end of the week with it when you're listening, but it doesn't really matter because every day is a new beginning. You know, as I record this, Hurricane Dorian is knocking at the door of the state of Florida, and I'm in a safe place. It looks like it so far, because I'm up in the northwest panhandle of Florida. I'm on the Gulf of Mexico, but we consider this northwest Florida, really southern Alabama, to give you an idea, excuse me. So it's coming to the lower peninsula there. It's just off the coast of like Fort Lauderdale, Miami, for those of you that have not been following this. But I bring this up today. What is he doing talking about a storm for a show that's about goal achievement and personal transformation and success and prosperity? Because I want to use the storm as an analogy for the storms that we encounter in our lives. You know, if we look at the storm, I'm just a weather geek. I follow the weather. And of course, during hurricane season, I often have the weather channel on all day in the background, just playing, so I can stay updated and, you know, always make sure that our safety is assured here. But when you look at the hurricane hunters, the Air Force planes that fly in and over the hurricanes, we see a clear picture, usually in a well-formed hurricane or storm, we see a clear picture of the eye of the storm. The eye is the center, of course, and there were some pictures over the weekend where the pictures from the satellites and the hurricane hunters, you could see right down through that eye. And this is one of the biggest hurricanes ever. It got up to a Cat 5. I'm not sure what it is right now as I record this. I'll check the Weather Channel after I'm done recording. But it got up to a Cat 5, which is just massive, just super strong winds, over 180 miles an hour sustained winds, just a fierce, ferocious storm coming this way. But yet, when we look down through that eye in the center of that ferocious storm, you could see all the way down from however high that is, I don't know, 30,000 feet, 20,000 feet, you could see all the way down to the ocean in the center of that storm. And in that eye of the storm, when it goes overhead, say it's on land and say there's weather reporters on the ground, I've witnessed several reports of those reporters being in the eye. Now, just moments ago, they may have been in those high winds, those torrential downpours and winds, and then the eye moves over and it's calm and it's peace, and looking up they can see the blue sky. Yet there's more to come on the other side of that eye, on the other side of that storm as it passes through. So we can look to the storm as the situations, even conditions that seem permanent, as the circumstances in our life, and make choices. Often we see the storm coming. We are blessed in this day and age to have such technology that we know the storm is approaching. We can choose to make preparations. We can choose to evacuate. In some cases it's mandatory, but we can choose to move ourselves to higher ground. We can choose to leave the area, the geographic location, altogether to get out of harm's way. One thing we all know is that the storm will move through, but we know it will pass. As far as I know, there hasn't been a storm or a hurricane that has lasted for all eternity. Okay? So we know it's going to pass. And we know that this has been dealt with before. Now, these real storms, these hurricanes, are devastating. Then they can wreak so much damage and unfortunately, sometimes even loss of life. But let's look at the circumstances and conditions in our lives when we're moving through them. Sometimes we really forget what we're made of, the goodness, the spirit of our lives, the energy of all that is at our center and at our core. We can move ourselves out of harm's way, or we can move ourselves to the eye of the storm in our lives. We can be that eye, that center, choosing not to remain in the turbulent winds of conditions and circumstances and conditions that are just downright unfavorable and annoying and irritating and devastating and traumatic and upsetting. Sometimes people stand in those winds. They stand in those bands of the storm, and they just proclaim, why me? Why is this happening? Why is this happening? Why is this happening? And they look to the storm in their life as being permanent, not moving to get out of harm's way, not moving to deal with the storm by moving to the center. See, we can always center ourselves because our essence, what we're made of, never changes. That soul that we are made out of, that soul that is ours, that never changes. It evolves, but it never changes. And when we move to the center, we can take the lesson from the eye of the storm and know that in that center there is peace, there is calm. And from this peace and calm, and this position of poise, by remaining there, we're able to steer the storm or endure it more gracefully. We also have the choice to always be aware, to be mindfully aware that the storm is coming in our lives. We know that we live in a world of cause and effect. We know that if it's our choices and our decisions, we can deliberately make choices and decisions that will not cause a storm, but will cause goodness and desires to move into our life. Now, sometimes we have to make choices in order to achieve and accomplish what we want in life, to get our objective, to move into our field of experience. We have to make some choices that may cause some turbulent waters, some storms in our life, right? If we're moving towards our goal and our dream, and we're attached to different relationships and friendships that are just not serving us well, or downright negative, or destructive, or attacking, or unsafe, physically, mentally, emotionally abused, we have to move out of those relationships, and this can create a storm. But see, when we know it's coming by the choices and decisions we make, we can prepare in advance, just like we pray prepare for a hurricane by boarding up the windows, by getting supplies, getting water. We can move ourselves out of harm's way. So this comes down to all about planning. If we're making choices and decisions each day to move a step closer to our dreams and our goals and our desires and our aspirations, we know that we're going to probably rock the boat a little bit. Not just in relationships, but in our work life and in the way that we feel emotionally. We're going to rock that boat a little bit. Oh yeah, because we're going to have some fear move in, and that fear can feel like a storm at times. And that paradigm will kick in and say, what are you doing making these new choices and decisions? You're causing a storm on the inside. And that paradigm says, move yourself to safe ground. Stay in your comfort zone. That way there will be no storm there. But there's no growth there. I love Napoleon Hill's quote from Think and Grow Rich. He says, every adversity, every failure, every heartache carries with it the seed of an equal or greater benefit. So everything that we move through, whether it's the physical storm on the outside or the physical, emotional, mental, spiritual storm on the inside, it always carries the seed of something better as we move through it. You say, how does you get something good or a benefit or something greater out of a hurricane or a devastating storm like that? Well, we learn from it. We rebuild stronger. We see the love and the compassion that flows in the giving to support others. It's not a good that it happened, but we can find the benefit as we move through the aftermath. And so it is in our lives. We can look at every adversity and every failure for the wisdom gained. We can look for the strength that it has given us. We can look with the eyes of faith the next time the storm comes in our lives, knowing that, hey, we got through this before, so we can do it again. We have all weathered many storms in our lives. We're still breathing, right? We've gone through it before, and a whole bunch of them, we just don't want to do it again. But if we do, or we encounter similar situations, conditions, and circumstances, we can have that faith, that knowing that we'll move through it because we have done it before. And that is valuable. That in itself is a benefit. So just know that whatever you're going through, just to keep moving. If you stand in one place and you got a storm going on in your life, or it feels like it, you stand in that one place, it's going to perhaps feel like it's not moving, because you're not moving. You're not seeking that higher ground. You're not seeking the I in the center, which is your individuality, void of the emotional trappings of ego and surface reacting. You can move. You can move. Yes, you can stay where you are. The storm will still pass. But you're not going to feel very good. You're going to simply react and react and react from what's going on around you. That's like the tornadoes that form in these hurricanes. You're going to be ducking the boards and the things that are in the air flying around. If you just stay there, it'll soon pass, and hopefully you won't get hit by anything. Well, it's just like the storms in our lives. We can move through it quickly by moving to the center, to the calm, or moving to higher ground and becoming the observer and just watching it move through our lives. We will indeed have plenty of circumstances and conditions that feel like storms in our lives, loss, grief, failure, many adversities, especially on this path to goal achievement and the realization of our dreams. But just know, you can do so much better by planning, preparing in advance, seeking that higher ground as the observer, as planning your moves ahead of time before the storm comes into your life, and moving to that center, that peace, that calm, that poise, which is your true and authentic identity. That's one way we get ready for the storms in our lives. And that has been your weather update from Dr. Cause. Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina. Hey, thanks for listening in to the Genesis Frequency. I wish for you an infinitely spectacular day.